We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast / Weekly Live Stream. Today, I am so looking forward to this interview because I don't think it's like counting down the days. I think once we got this live stream scheduled, because well, you know why in a few seconds when I introduce. Anyway, I like to start the show off by saying, if you want to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, it's Jimmy Clare Speaker for Instagram and Facebook, and Jimmy Clare Speak for Twitter. And you can follow Crazy Fitness Guy at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Crazy Fitness Guy. And you can watch this weekly live stream on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Periscope. And once this episode goes live for the podcast, you can go listen to it on Apple, Google, Spotify, and on every single major podcast platform out there. And I always like to say, if you can't find our podcast, send me a message and I'll personally add it, because I am that crazy to have many podcast profiles. I only have probably over 100, give or take, rough estimate. And if you're tired of listening to ads, I highly suggest getting, subscribing to the premium podcast for only $1.99 per month. So I've even set up a yearly subscription for $12 a year. Oh, come on, you can. $12 is not that bad. I'm paying for a business email that only costs me $12 a year. So if I can afford $12, okay. I'm sorry. That's my only win today. Maybe, maybe not. Anyway, I want to introduce my guest, who's a international best-selling author, a New York Times best-selling author, and he has, I think, over 5 books now, and he's a truly inspirational person, and he is very funny on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and I'm so glad he's able to come back, because I interviewed him in an episode previously before, and he was one of my first guests, and his name is Luke Murphy, and so let's welcome him out. Hey, Luke.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. So just one kind of correction. I'm not a New York Times best-selling author. I wish I was, but I'm not quite there yet. Maybe someday.
Okay, soon to be a New York Times best-selling author.
I'd love to be.
Well, somebody definitely needs to get you on that best-selling authors, the New York Times best-selling authors list, because you definitely deserve it.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Move over, James Patterson, new guy in town. Though I think, to be honest, I really think James Patterson has become some kind of a robot, because I don't think he sleeps. There's always some book coming out overnight.
Yeah, I don't even think he writes them anymore. I think he has a whole team that kind of just writes them, and he puts his name on it. And, he's created quite a company for himself there, like just, you know, unbelievably how successful he has been. And, he's, I still enjoy reading his books. So
So do I. I'm just saying, I don't think it's, sometimes it makes me wonder, is like, does he even sleep? Is he even human or something? He just, every morning he's like, hey, new book come from James Patterson came out. And it's like, oh, really? That just came out yesterday and the day before that and the day before that.
No, it's true.
Thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
And the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast.
He comes out with like a book a month. It's incredible, yeah.
And so, it's not that I'm saying that I don't enjoy it, but could you talk a little bit about what you do and how you got started?
Yeah, sure. Well, my full-time job, I'm a high school teacher. You know, I have several part-time jobs on the side. I tutor math and English, and you know, I ref hockey couple times a week in the winter, and I write books. So on my spare time, I enjoy writing. I've just published my sixth book, so I have six out now. How'd I get involved in writing? I've always been an avid reader, so I've loved reading my whole life, even when I was a kid. My mom was a librarian, so I kind of grew up around books, and that probably got me involved with reading. You know, I was playing hockey because I'm a former hockey player. I was playing hockey down in Oklahoma City, and I ended up getting hurt, and I had all this free time on my hands because, you know, I couldn't practice. I couldn't go on road trips. I couldn't do anything really. And, you know, my wife at the time, she was my girlfriend. She was attending university, and she asked me if I'd help her create this short story for one of her classes. And so I did that, and I really enjoyed helping her with that, you know, creating plots and characters and things. And once we were done, I kind of took one of our characters and just wrote my own story with it. And that's where I started. It was just kind of like a pastime just for fun type thing. I wasn't thinking of publishing it. It was just kind of a hobby. And, you know, I really enjoyed it. I let my sister read it, and she thought it was really good. So, you know, I just kept writing, and eventually I started publishing books.
And I have to say, whoever hasn't read any of his books yet, you're missing out a lot of fun. I read all of his books up until the recent one that just came out, and he leaves so many cliffhangers and so many twists and turns that I don't even know. Like, even if I thought I saw like what's coming next, I honestly didn't. I didn't even think that character could have possibly do it. Like, I'm reading this current book that a crooked cop was involved in some kind of a cover-up case and everything from like previous books. And it's like, I would never have known. And so Luke Murphy, he does this pretty much, I wouldn't say he does the same exact thing, but he keeps you guessing until the very end. And when you think you really know who did the murder, nope, not even. It's always that one person you kind of glance over. It's like,
Yeah, well, those are always the books I liked to read when I was younger, and even now, it's, you know, the whodunits. You're trying to figure out, you know, who's the bad guy, who's the murderer, who's, you know, who's the antagonist. You know, it's, and I think it's fun as a reader to try to, you know, read through all the evidence and all the hints and clues and stuff to try to figure out. And it's kind of satisfying as a reader when you find out who it is actually before, you know, it's revealed in the book. So that's kind of fun. So that's why I kind of write like I'm a reader, because I kind of know what I like to read. So I kind of write in with that in mind of what my readers are looking for.
And I was, and obviously I can tell during in your books, because you put your sense of humor into it as well, and the characters have a great sense of humor in the book, and it just shows. And it's funny, I was writing a piece the other day just for my website, and just reading back of some of the things I said in there, I was like, that's all me right there. I was like, everything that I write on my website, it's all me. Yeah. It's all my personality. And so you can definitely tell. It's not even forced.
Yeah. And you know, it's, I'm obviously not a big name author like some of these, you know, Stephen King's and James Patterson mentioned. You know, they all have these personal assistants who are writing all their material on their social media. So it's not personal like them, right? Like ours, right? When we know, like, when I post something on social media, it's me doing it. It's, you know, it's not an assistant or anyone. I'm posting all that, and everything I write in my books, you know, the whole thing in my book is me. So I think readers like that. You know, I think they want genuine people to follow who they know that it's actually them talking. You know, I'm not going to promote something that I'm not really passionate about. And like you said, you know, I'm on social media for the humor. Like, you know, I'm just there to make jokes and sell books, obviously. But I tell people in advance, you know, don't take anything I say seriously, because, you know, I like to goof around on social media and joke with people and meet new people and, you know, just communicate with readers and stuff. And so I'm on there to have a good time. I get enough reality in my life every day. I just want to have some fun on social media. So, yeah, and through my characters, I always try to have a character in there who has a good sense of humor, and I like to tell jokes and stuff. So, you know, it's fun.
That's what I try to do on social media. Like, even though I have a queue that's built up with curated articles I think people would like to read, and not just written by me, but it's written by other people and other writers. I like to share it just to keep my feeds going. So it's not just like, oh, he only posts once a day. Sounds boring. I mean, I'm not saying like some people do that, but you know, the amazing social media algorithms are kind of not in your favor.
Well, yes. And you know, for myself, writing is a part-time gig, so I don't have as much time as I'd like to go on social media and things like that, you know, especially in the winter time when I'm teaching all day and then tutor in the evening. And then at night, you're trying to, once everyone goes to bed, you're trying to write. So to have time for social media, there's definitely not as much as I'd like. I try to post as often as I can, but, you know, of course, life gets in the way sometimes, and you have to make priorities. But like I said, social media is just, you know, it's a whole lot of fun for me.
Yeah, I definitely could tell, because, and that's what I like to try to do to have fun. Like the other day, I was posting my VIP, so to speak, Facebook group. I was getting a spice jar off the shelf, and this shelf is above the microwave in my house at the shore, and because there's not a lot of cabinets and space to put all this stuff, so we put it up above the microwave. And so I need a ladder, of course, and I'm on the second step, and of course the shelf is missing one of those things that rests on, I don't know what they're called, but it was missing one. So by accident, I didn't know about that. So then I put too much weight, my hand too much weight on my hand, pressing down on the shelf, and all the stuff tumbled, all the spices tumbled off, and I was like, well, if I knew that was going to happen, I wouldn't need a ladder. I could have saved all myself the trouble.
Yeah.
All I just wanted was the oregano, but no. And my mom puts it in alphabetical order, so that didn't help either. But so my point was, it's just like, I just had to post that and just was laughing. I was like, well, if I knew that was going to happen, I wouldn't need the ladder after all.
Yeah, and people like to hear about that everyday stuff, right?
Yeah. They like the gossip. Well, I don't know if you call it gossip, but maybe they can relate to just everyday the everyday person that just like, oh, so this didn't just happen to me, or oh, and it's like, oh, that didn't just happen to me, and I thought it only happened to me and because I was special or something. that probably didn't make any sense, but I'm just gonna go with it. So talk a little bit about your new book without giving any spoilers away.
Yeah, sure. So Finders Keepers, which is book number 4 in my Calvin Waters mystery series. It was released last Friday. The ebook was released last Friday and the paperback this week. So for those people who are aware of my Calvin Waters character, he's kind of like, in book 1, Dead Man's Hand, he was a leg breaker. So he collected for bookies, Vegas bookies, and kind of a bad guy. Wasn't happy with his life, wasn't happy with himself, wanted to change things, become a better person. So he kind of left that lifestyle to become a private investigator and better his life. In this book, book 4, Finders Keepers, he's kind of drawn back into that world of, you know, the red light Vegas district, the underground world, the back streets type thing. So he's following a case of murdered escorts in Vegas. And the Vegas police have asked him to kind of help in the investigation because he was once a part of that world and he'd still have contacts there. So he has to try to hunt down who is killing these escorts for the cops before, you know, it gets kind of out of control. And then there's kind of like a subplot as well. We have this group of hired assassins who have been after Calvin in the first 3 books. There's a new assassin in town now to try to take him out. So Calvin has to also deal with that problem. So he's kind of got 2 problems to deal with at once. So he certainly has to multitask in this book.
Jeez, sounds brutal. So I have a question, and I haven't read the book, but as a writer, do you know, like, in your mind writing all this stuff, do you know when you get towards the end of the book, do you know?
Hang on a second, Jimmy. I got to cut you off. There's someone at my door here. Sorry about that. So someone was here to play with my daughter, but she's not here. So sorry about that. Go ahead with your question, Jimmy.
So, like as a writer, when you're getting towards done finishing a book, like all the writing and whatnot, do you know in your head who the bad person is in your book?
So that's a good question. So, sometimes I'm a plotter. Sometimes I plot ahead of time and I know who's going to be, you know, who's going to do what, who's going to be the killer, how it's going to end and things like that. But some books I don't, right? So this book kind of, I just didn't plot out. I just kind of wrote. And I had a couple of different scenarios for the ending that I thought about using, who could be the killer. And the book I'm working on now is the same thing. I have, you know, I'm maybe halfway through, and There's three or four options I could use still of who the killer's going to be that I haven't decided on yet. So, and I think that's fun as both a writer and a reader when there's multiple suspects. That
there are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
You have to try to figure out who it was. So it's interesting for me because, these last couple books, I've had no idea who the killer was. But my first few books, I did know. I did know who the killer was going to be and how I was going to end it. But the last couple, it's just kind of been, you know, just start writing and see where the characters and the plot takes me.
And have you ever thought of ever doing a book where, like, everything is heading towards the end, but the detectives are couldn't find who did it and just left it open for a part two?
Yeah, I had actually the first book in my Charlene Taylor series I had written, and that she didn't find out who the serial killer was because I wanted to continue it to the next book. But my agent told me not to do that. She told me that my readers would be unsatisfied and you have to leave them with a satisfaction that there was an ending, that, you know, there was closure in the case or something. But yeah, because I had wanted to leave it kind of open-ended, and my agent suggested that I don't do that. So ever since that time, I've never done that. What I do at the end of every book, though, is leave some sort of cliffhanger that kind of lets the reader know that something more is happening, either with that case or an ongoing case or a new case. But I always leave something at the end of the book to let readers know that there's more coming.
Yeah, because I think the last time when we talked last year when you were my first guest on the podcast, and now I remember we were talking about one of the books I just finished reading, and my mind was blown because you left it like, yeah, I think you just like kind of just like, I mean, it wasn't like a bad way, but my mind was blown because it's like, holy moly, and it's like, I didn't see all these twists and turns. And it's like, even when they finished up the case, it was just like, oh, two more twists. Usually the book, it just winds up at being an up done.
And, you know, sometimes there can be too many twists, right? Sometimes there can be too many characters. And, you know, I've received a couple of comments from readers about Kiss and Tell, how there were just too many characters to kind of remember, or, you know, they got the names mixed up, or because I think I had, you know, 7 to 9 suspects in Kiss and Tell. I had a lot of suspects that had, the potential of being the killer. So, there's always a risk of having too many twists and turns and too many characters. But I think I'm kind of just walking that line that, you know, and I haven't really gone over it yet.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm gonna be totally honest with everyone, is that I am totally biased. I don't think I've ever had one complaint of Luke Murphy's books.
Oh, well, thank you. I like hearing that.
I mean, it doesn't disappoint. I'm like 40 pages done for The current book I'm reading, which is going to be my sixth book I read this year. I'm kind of behind on my book reading. Hopefully I can catch up.
You're almost one a month, so you're doing okay.
Yeah. My goal is to get to 25.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm, according to the book reading app that I keep track of my reading goals, it says, I was like, you're 9 books behind. And it's like, thank you. This doesn't help. There's no motivation.
No.
It's like, you might as well just like hold up a sign and it's like, you're being lazy. You're being lazy. Thanks. So how did you get inspired to write this book?
So this is actually an interesting story. I've been doing interviews all week and to promote this new release. And so I've told the story a few times. The plot behind Finders Keepers actually came from my doctor. So I'm very close with my family doctor. He's been my doctor my whole life. He's been, you know, our family doctor for as long as I can remember, as long as my parents can remember. And a lot of times when I go for a checkup, I'll kind of just sit and chat with him. And, you know, he loves talking to me. We love talking about death. We love talking about, how could you kill somebody and get away with it? And, you know, it's funny, if two strangers were ever walking by us and overheard our conversation, they'd probably call the cops. But, it's all in good fun. And he was telling me about a case he had heard from the 70s and 80s about this American Harris who... her second husband attempted to kill her by insulin shots. So I thought it was, quite a remarkable story when he told me. So that day, as soon as I got home from the doctor's office, I looked the case up and read through it, and it was an absolutely fascinating case. And so I kind of pulled some of that as an inspiration for the plot for Finders Keepers.
So just out of curiosity, and I think people would like to know this, has anyone ever called you the cops on you for looking up these
gruesome? No, they haven't. But if the FBI ever went through my computer and looked up some of the things I've looked up about murder, there'd be a lot of questions that would have to be answered.
We always have a joke in my family. My mom likes to watch a lot of murder mystery shows like NCIS.
Yeah.
She doesn't like to watch the very gruesome ones, like the very, very dark ones. She likes to watch the ones that have some kind of humor in it to lighten up the moment.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And we always kid with one another in my family. I was like, well, if Dad goes anytime soon, we know who did it.
That's right. She's doing research.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I know how to get away with it. And it's like, yeah, that's not guilty.
And I think there was a show that came out actually called How to Get Away with Murder, and it became really popular. I've never seen it, but I remember it was on Netflix, I think.
I think my mom binge watched it too. I could be wrong, but I swear somebody was looking. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Do you feel like you are stuck in a dinner rut? With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients with mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip all those trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make your home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. You can now enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in 30 minutes or less. With over 25 recipes to choose from each week, there is something for everyone to enjoy. All recipes are designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Go to the link in our show notes to get $80 off, including the free shipping on HelloFresh, the number one meal kit. The code is use at checkout HFAFF80 for the discount.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Made with real fruit, real juice, and real energy.
Who's thirsty?
My brother's Netflix account, it was under my name on it. Huh? It wasn't me, trust me. I wouldn't watch that. Though I do like NCIS though.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Have you ever watched it?
Yeah.
Okay. Before we get back to your book, who's your favorite character on NCIS?
Oh gosh, I haven't watched it enough to even know the names. I've only watched, you know, a couple episodes, and I've never, you know, just as I was flicking through the channels, I've never really focused much on it, so I wouldn't even know the characters' names on it.
Okay, what is your favorite thing to watch on TV/movie list?
My favorite show or movie or anything?
Both.
You know, I like action movies. You know, I like no-brainers. I could just sit there and just watch explosions and, you know, things like that. And you don't even have to think. It just kind of takes my mind off things and lets me relax and stuff. So, you know, I liked all those Rambo movies and things like that. It's just kind of entertainment, right? Yeah. If my wife and I were watching it together, it'd be like suspense thrillers type thing. A lot of kind of like what I write, you know, detective shows. And, you know, we watched a lot of CSI. We watched a lot of Criminal Minds, shows like that. And we like our sitcoms too. I mean, probably my favorite sitcom of all time was maybe The Office. I loved The Office. You know, Seinfeld was a classic. Curb Your Enthusiasm, we really like, you know, things like that. Just something not too serious. You know, we get enough seriousness in our life. So when we sit down to watch it, but to be honest, Jimmy, I don't watch much TV.
Fair enough.
My days are just, we're so busy that again, when I have free time, I try to use it by writing. So, you know, a lot of times I don't watch a whole lot of TV. I couldn't even tell you. I guess The Office was probably the last series I watched, you know, religiously, I guess you'd say. And how long has it been since that show's been on? So, you know, the last few years I haven't watched much TV at all. So, yeah, I do like sports. I mean, I love following sports. Any of the major sports, basketball, baseball, football, hockey. I do watch the odd sports game on TV. But yeah, I don't watch a whole lot of TV anyways.
I think the only time when I watch TV is literally on the weekend, and that's totally it. But in the summer months, I give myself one day out of the whole week to watch one show, America's Got Talent, because I just like to watch all the talented people in the world perform on stage, and the judges are pretty funny on the show, so I look forward to that once a summer. So
yeah,
since it's not on every single fall, and it wouldn't be special. So you know, speaking of which, like one of the things that my dad took us to was one of this play in New York City, and this was before the whole pandemic. I think it was like 2018-ish, and he took us to this play. It was called The Perfect Murder, and I think I absolutely hated the play because at the end of it, nobody knows who did it. we couldn't figure out how. And even when we thought about it, it was like, who did it? We still didn't even know. And even though when we looked it up on Google, and because it was based off of a real story, we still didn't even just reading from Google still didn't even answer the question.
Yeah, that's weird. And that gets back to what we were talking about, how the, you know, people need closure on something they watch. If you watch something for 2 hours, you want to be able to have an answer at the end of who it was. So yeah, that gets back to the same thing. You want to have an outcome at the end.
Definitely. And so do you have some inspiration for people who are wanting to be writers, etc.?
Yeah, for anyone who wants to be a writer, get a part-time job. No, but seriously, you know, for anyone to follow their passion, I certainly encourage it. You know, life's short, and if you're not doing something you really enjoy, you're truly passionate about, you're missing out. If you want to be a writer, just make sure you write every day. Make sure you work with an editor. That's very important. Work with an editor that you can learn a lot from an editor. And you know, there's different pathways for everyone. So you know, there's in self-publishing, traditional publishing, there's print on demand, there's all sorts of different methods of getting published, but
there are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
What's good for one person isn't necessarily good for the other. Everyone has their own path they have to take. But yeah, make sure you're writing a little bit every day. Don't rush into things. You know, don't just be so excited you want to get published that you're just writing something and publishing it just for the sake of publishing. Like I said, make sure you have an editor and not your mom or your dad or someone. Make sure it's, you know, someone neutral, someone who's a professional in the business, who knows what they're doing, because that's very important. That's always my biggest piece of advice for writers, is make sure you work with an editor.
Makes sense. When I edit my blog posts, I use a tool called Grammarly. And no, this is not an advertisement for them, promise. I get nothing from them saying this. But I use it because I think it's like 97% accurate. And even if I say 97% because at least it's it's not professional, but it gets the job done. It might miss a word here and there, but it's not like it's terribly written to a point where no one gets a gist of the idea of what the article's about. And I always make sure that it's nothing that bad. If it's horribly written, I'm scrapping it. I have a rule, and I have more rules. It was bad scrapping. Like I have a like 2000. I have posts from 2017 that was terribly written, and I'm scrapping. I'm just going back, rewriting the whole thing, writing new content to add to it, getting rid of the old one.
Yeah, makes sense.
They're not even going to exist anymore. But yeah, who are your favorite authors?
Oh gosh, I have many of them. Let's see, Greg Iles, Michael Conley, Of course, I read James Patterson, David Baldacci, Harlan Coben. I know I'm going to miss a bunch. Linwood Barclay is good. You know, I don't really pick one author and just read all their stuff. I read a mix. Lisa Gardner, I read a mix of authors, and yeah, I'm always looking for books when my local library, you know, they sell used books. So I have, you know, I also have a library card that I get library books out. And so, yeah, I'm always looking for different authors that I can support, and new authors that, you know, that need our support. So I'm always looking for a new and different authors for sure.
So one of the questions that I thought of when I wanted to ask, and just out of curiosity, and if you don't know, that's fine. Just out of curiosity, how does one get on the New York Times bestselling author list?
Jeez, I wish I knew. I don't know. It's, you know, it has to do with how many books of yours are sold within a certain amount of time. I don't know the exact number. You might be able to Google and figure it out, but I don't know how they figure out the exact number you have to sell in a certain amount of time. So, you know, if you sell, you know, 1,000 books, it depends. If you do that in a day, you probably get on the bestseller. But if you do it within a week, you probably wouldn't, right? Even though it's the same amount of books. So it goes by how many books in a certain amount of time. I don't know the exact numbers, though.
So here's what it says. According to Google, you need 5,000 copies during any 1 week period is the minimum. But they said that they would recommend 10,000 to be sure.
10,000 in a week. That's a lot of books.
Well, come on, New York Times. It's like, yeah. Come on, you got to lower that expectation. It's like, that's like, at least Luke Murphy's doesn't seem to be a robot.
But, you know, that's what makes it such a prestigious honor, right? It shows what level you're at to make that list.
I think one day you're going to be on that list.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. I hope you're right.
maybe I can start tweeting to the New York Times and tell them.
Hey, perfect.
Yeah, I'm good at being pain in the butt. Come on. Though I don't think I would want that engraved on my tombstone.
No.
Jimmy Clare, pain in the butt, also known as Crazy Fitness Guy. Nope, I don't like it. But you can put the Crazy Fitness Guy part there. That I'll go with. Does your family support you and your books?
You know, my dad's a big reader, so yeah, him and his wife, they always buy my books when they come out. My wife is not a reader, but you know, they support in other ways, right? So, you know, they'll give me free time to write, and she'll take the kids and do stuff with them, and you know, she promotes my books on social media, and she sells them. She has her own clothing store, and she sells my books in her store. And yeah, so my whole community, actually, I'm in a small town of about 1,200 people, and they're just very supportive, you know, whether it's through social media or through selling my books in stores, or you know, local newspapers, local radio. They're always quick to give me a shout out, you know, as an announcement or whatever. But yeah, so I'm very fortunate to be surrounded by a lot of very supportive people.
That's amazing. I'm definitely hoping, I'm definitely hoping that this interview will help you along the way as well. I do have 73 YouTube subscribers. I don't know how active they are in viewing this, but taking a look at the analytics, I saw one episode that they watched like all the way through, and it's like gee, I can't even watch myself that long. I can't even listen to my voice that long.
Yeah, well, all publicity is good publicity, right? So I'm you know, I'm grateful for anyone who takes the time to interview me or have me on their show or take the time to talk about my books. I'm certainly grateful for you too, Jimmy, to do this for me.
Definitely. And like I said to you on Twitter yesterday, you're always welcome on the show whenever, wherever, and whatnot. I'm always grateful to have you on, and meeting you on. I think every time I speak to you, I feel like I'm meeting a celebrity for the first time.
Well, I'm definitely not a celebrity, that's for sure.
You should be a celebrity because.
Oh, thank you.
Because you're enjoyable to talk to. I don't think I've ever met like official celebrity, but you're come close. You're very close to it.
Well, thank you. I don't think I've ever met a real celebrity either.
Well, maybe I'll become one one day.
There you go, and then I can say I know a celebrity.
I buy all the books then from you. keep you in business.
There you go.
So, just out of curiosity, is there going to be another Charlene Taylor novel coming out?
I don't really know in terms of future books. I just kind of go with the flow. I usually, you know, kind of let my readers decide. I usually send a survey out after my book's published. So in a couple of weeks, I'll probably send out a survey to see what readers want to read, right? So it's only fair that they're paying for my book, so it's fair that they get a say in what, you know, they read or what they want to see. So I usually send that out and see what they say. I always have a few ideas in mind of, you know, what I want for Charlene or Calvin or maybe something new. But I do the survey and see, kind of gauge what my readers would like to see in the future.
Yeah, every time, like, I picture somehow, like, when you come up with ideas, I can only see you put, like, having like a stack of paper somewhere, like maybe in like a secret vault in the wall, and it's like no one's gonna find the stash of ideas that I have.
Oh yes, I wish I had a stack of in a secret vault like that.
So do I. The only thing I'll spoil on my end, I do have a list of blog posts and podcast topics that I never ever used for the podcast topics because I have so many guests on. But for my blog posts, I do have just a list of topics. It's not even like fully written. It's just like a checklist just to check it off when I'm done. It's like done or crossed off. Don't even want to do it. That's the only thing I'll admit. I mean, there's not even much to go on. It's just an idea that I just had, or I saw someone else's idea on that topic, but then I came up with some different angle. It's like some absurd different angle, and it's like this is the bad. I don't know. I didn't have a good idea for it. So where can people find your new book?
So the new book so far is available in ebook and paperback, and eventually in the next couple weeks, audio. And they can be found on Amazon, the ebook, paperback, and the audiobook on Amazon. And you know what? I don't know what bookstores carry them. I have no say in what they carry. So they'll order in whatever books they want. So you'd have to check your local bookstore, but they can always order them in if they don't have copies. So yeah, Amazon is always your best bet.
Yeah. Gosh darn bookstores. Yeah, they need to make a special shelf for you.
Well, you know, they have limited shelf space, so they want to make sure they bring in books they know will sell. So they usually bring in, you know, the big named authors, like we mentioned, Patterson and Stephen King and those authors that they know are going to sell. And, you know, they're less likely to take a chance on someone like Luke Murphy, who they're not sure is going to sell. Right. So I totally understand that, but, You just got to keep grinding away, and hopefully someday you'll be on that bookshelf.
I think if one day if I ever climb up the very top of the ladder where people start listening to me, I'm making that request.
I like it.
I'll put you in every bookstore.
Perfect. I wish I had more people like you, Jimmy.
I'm sure you probably have a lot of people. More than me. Low bar. Anyway, where can people find you and follow you? And
In terms of social media, so I do have a website. It's authorlukemurphy.com. And my social media, Twitter is Author L. Murphy. And Facebook and Instagram is Author Luke Murphy. So just if you Google Author Luke Murphy, all of those should come up.
Yeah, he even has a knowledge graph in Google. He's legit.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Remember I sent you the article?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I was jealous.
Oh, well, it'll come, Jimmy. It'll come.
I mean, the reason I was jealous because, like yours were so organized. It's like, and Google's like trying to figure out who me and Crazy Fitness Guy is. It's like, I'm one person. It's like, though I did split them up for two good reasons. When I posted updates about Crazy Fitness Guy on Crazy Fitness Guy profiles, no one gives a crap what I said on Crazy Fitness Guy. But when I posted on my own profiles, people were like, oh, congratulations. It's like, oh, now you care.
There you go.
Yeah, people didn't want one more brand. I mean, like, because sometimes you see on social media brands talking about them, their own selves, and saying, like, hey, we just reached this new milestone, and people are like, yee-haw, whatever. But when you have the real person behind the scenes, it's like, congratulations! And like, I don't know. Marketing. Yep. Yeah, I only took three marketing classes in college and a marketing course online that I took in my own spare time. So I do know what I'm sort of talking about. I wouldn't say I'm a master. Right. And I've learned a lot from your social media platforms. You're the master.
I don't know about that, but thank you.
It was great to talk to you.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
And I'm glad that your new book is out. Has it been doing well?
Yeah, they all do about the same. You know, you hope that one will take off, but, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You gotta, keep going and keep grinding and hope that someday something big happens.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to reading your book. And before we end this episode, if you don't mind, could you like wait a few minutes before the episode ends so I can send you off with a. Just whatever, just
yeah, sure.
And so I'm glad you were able to come back on, and like I said, you're always welcome to come back. And I'm definitely gonna once I finish this book, I'm reading yours right afterwards, and I'm gonna write a review about it on my website as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you for having me, Jimmy. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Definitely. And whenever your next book comes out, you come back on.
Sounds good.
Definitely. So that's all for today for Crazy Fitness Guys Weekly Live Stream and Podcast, Healthy Living Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And it's a truly honor to know Luke Murphy and his amazing books. And if you haven't checked out his books, go to check out his books on Amazon and all your local bookstores and libraries, etc. You'll be blown away. And one of the things I like to quote on, I always joke with him and he said it to me. It's like, well, as I don't have James Patterson money. It's like, no, you don't want his money. You want Mark Zuckerberg's money. His money never seems to run out. It's just a little joke anyway. But yeah, he's the real deal. Go check out his books and to follow him on social media. It's author Luke L. Murphy on all of his platforms and his website is authorlmurphy.com. And it's a highly recommended read. I think I should create it like a nice list on my website that says must read books, and he's going to be the first one on my website. I don't know. Maybe I will. One more time, if you want to listen to this podcast ad free, subscribe to the premium podcast to get behind the scenes access and much more, and join the VIP group, which is my Facebook group on social media. We have a blast in it. You get to hear jokes like the stuff that's falling down on the Light Army. Awesome. It's always a fun time. And you can listen to this episode when it goes out on my podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify, and all the major podcasting platforms. And next week, you can watch the same the weekly live stream on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Periscope. And you can follow Crazy Fitness Guy on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And last but not least, and you can follow Jimmy Clay Speaker. Jimmy Clay Speaker. I'm talking in third person. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Jimmy Clay Speaker and Jimmy Clay Speak at Twitter. And that's a wrap for today. And as always, stay safe, stay crazy, and I look forward to having you guys back for next week's episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Weekly Live Stream and Healthy Living Podcast. Until then, see you later, and just stay crazy. Gotta remove this one source, blah, 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 blah. You know, you think after all these years, all these months, I would figure out how to work this tool properly? Oh, well. Well, anyway, stay safe, stay crazy, and have a great day.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.